News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
New homes should be electric vehicle ready. That's the view of Fine Gael TD and Climate Action spokesperson Alan Farrell, who joins us on the line. Now, Alan, what exactly are you calling for?
Well, good morning, Shane. So regulation was introduced in the summer to provide for a lot of apartments and in certain cases in housing estates for EVs to be facilitated in the future. So cabling, which would enable those EVs to be connected up to local charging points. Because as the ESB identified yesterday in the Climate Action Committee, about 80% of electric vehicles are charged at home. And the national network is used as a booster opportunity for them. It's not always possible for a homeowner to charge their vehicle at home. So what I would like to see is the introduction of an additional regulation which would provide for cabling for all new homes that are constructed in the coming years to be EV ready. So not necessarily the actual box on the wall, but the cabling associated with that to be included in a new build. Now, it must be said, a lot of builders are actually providing this as a selling point, which is very welcome, but not all. And therefore, it's necessary to, I believe, introduce.
Okay, just out of curiosity, how do you do that for, say, a block of apartments? Like the house I live in, there's no way I could charge my car. I live in a terrace of houses. There's nowhere for me to park my car and charge it. So how do you manage for those kind of homes and apartments?
So parking structures are often provided, in fact, they're almost always provided for apartment buildings. And the regulation that was introduced in the summer by the Department of Housing facilitates all new apartment buildings having a certain number of parking of electric vehicle charging points provided dependent upon the number of vehicles that are envisaged to be facilitated within the building. So a rule of thumb would be there'd be one EV charging point for five parking spaces. So the hope would be that dependent upon the number of vehicles that are actually facilitated in the building, and there'll be a certain number of EV charging facilities. It's also retrospective. So if an apartment building or a dwelling or indeed a small housing estate or apartment block is undergoing significant renovation, well, then they will have to provide EV charging points.
Alan,
well,
it strikes me it's a no-brainer. I mean, the obvious question is, like, you're a government TD. Why isn't it happening?
Well, the regulation actually was introduced before the Climate Action Plan took place in recent months. And to be honest with you, statutory instruments, as you probably know, Shane, are not something that go through the Houses of the Oireachtas. They are something that derive from existing legislation that ministers in situ can introduce. And this particular one covers pretty much everything except for one key element, and that is individual homes that are being built that have a parking space either directly outside the property or adjacent to it. They won't see these being introduced for a number of years up to the end of 2025. So what I would like to see is a very simple process to occur during the construction process. If your listeners would consider your kitchen oven, it's wired directly to your fuse board, and there's a cooker switch that we all would be familiar with. Electric vehicles require the same isolation from the rest of the electrical network within the home. But the first fix of a new dwelling only costs around 500 euros. So to put a cable from to the front of your house or the side of your house, depending on where you're going to be parking your car, is only going to cost about 10 euro to install. But retrospectively, as I've found in my own home, Shane,
much more
it
expensive.
Costs thousands.
Okay. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Alan Farrell, Fine Gael TD, and Climate Action spokesperson, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.